Pelham Today received the following letter to the editor regarding columnist James Culloch's interpretation of the EV industry's charge level. I was intrigued to read that the EV market is collapsing right on schedule, because it isn't doing anything of the sort. Mr. Coolidge is not the only commentator to cherry-pick their data, but the fact that a few factories are closing here and there isn't an indicator of overall failure. It just means that a growing industry is shaking itself out. The overall picture of electric vehicle sales tells a very different story. Sales of electric vehicles continue to rise, while those of gas-powered vehicle sales are declining. Electric vehicles are now 10% of all vehicle sales in Canada and 20% around the world. In North America, GM and Ford's electric vehicle sales up significantly, with GM's EV sales up 50% from 2023 in 2024. Mr. Coolidge can read about these trends in this article, and here. The reason for this trend is simple. Electric vehicles have far fewer moving parts and are much cheaper to maintain, and the cost of refueling is much, much less with an electric car. As the price of electric vehicles continues to drop, these advantages will continue to win over customers. Car manufacturers know this, which is why we're all seeing so many advertisements for their electric vehicles. I wish Mr. Coolidge all the best. Herb Sawatsky, Fenwick.